You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E. Oh, boy, we're going to try not to stumble over our words on this episode, okay? You know me. But welcome to the premier destination for business and finance tips, and welcome to our new location on Heart Sound Radio. You can tune in, as you are, online at www.heartsoundradio.com. Or you can download us in the Google App Store under Heart Sound Radio. So look, I'm excited to, well, yes, I'm always excited, everyone. I'm always excited because I love what I do and I love the people that I get an opportunity to speak with. And this young lady I met through ministry, and she's a phenomenal teacher. She is just really excellent in what she does. And when I had the opportunity to bring her on the show, I was just super thrilled. Everyone is either in business, looking to launch a business. And let me tell you, she is that one to take you to that place of excellence in what you do. So welcome, Coach Debbie, to the show. Hi.
Hello, Coach E. It's so good to be here with you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm so excited for this show and to be here with you on today. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Look, I'm overly excited to have you. People that have your the amount of knowledge and wisdom that you have, and getting them on my show is just exciting, because not everyone can have an opportunity to have that one-to-one with you. So this is like that time where we can get drop some of those million-dollar nuggets to help people grow. And so I'm just super duper excited. Coach, before we go any further, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you came into coaching?
Sure. You know, I am, first of all, a mom, a woman of faith. I have four adult children, and I've been married to my life's partner for now 32 years. It's pretty amazing. It's crazy. And we still like honeymooners, still love each other a lot. I have also seven grandchildren, and I am Gigi to them. I love them tremendously. Their ages range from 2 is the youngest, to 17, and she's graduating this year. And so those ones in between. I'll tell you, I've had a career in healthcare for over several decades, and I had the audacity to take a leap into the coaching industry because I realized, yes, my career in healthcare is part of my purpose, but there was this longing for more. And so you know how you are introduced to an opportunity that will take you to that next level and you piddle on it and you get into analysis paralysis and you go back and forth about whether you should or you should not. And during the pandemic, when we were at an all-time low, the world was shut down, and I said yes and raised my hand. And I became a certified life coach. And my wheelhouse is all around clarity and transformation. And so that's how I got from here to from there to here. And it has been a journey that has been one of growth, development, expansion, open-mindedness, transformational thinking, courage, and really just tapping into what is authentically me. So,
wow. So you said two of the main words, clarity and transformation. Mm-hmm. So if we pause right there, just at that alone, wow. I think right. about different businesses. And so I can take the hot seat, take everybody else off the hot seat. I'll do the hot seat for everyone and we'll just flow that way. When going into business, we have this vision of this is what we want or what we believe that we are called to do. And you said a very key word, transformation. But then I want to back up to the clarity. Some people know, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do, but they're not even clear on the journey, the path. They have no idea. And then when I hear transformation, I think about not the business necessarily transforming, but the leader behind the business having to transform. Do you want to talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah. So, you know, you are absolutely right in that when we first think about getting into business, our minds are so expanded, right? We're visionaries. And then there comes this place where you have all of those thoughts swirling around and really getting clear about it, understanding the direction. That's really the clarity pieces. What is the direction in my thoughts? What goals and actions do I need to take to get there? It really involves our ability to see things really clear. Now, I'm not talking about you've got from A to Z mapped out in a way that you know every single step. Let's not even go there because that's where people get stuck, right? They get stuck there because they don't know quite how to navigate from A to G per se. So it's really making those informed, we're still talking about clarity here, making those informed decisions and prioritizing effectively. So clarity, it really enables us to define our vision and then set those meaningful goals and then align our actions with our values and our aspirations. That's really what it means to have clarity. And the transformation thing is really around our mindset, right? The person, like you said, the face behind the business. And, you know, in a world that is in a society where you got to have it all, do it all, be all, right? That's so much pressure. That's so much pressure and it clouds our mindset. And so that place of transformation, really where I support my brilliance partners is who I call them, is where we are open We're adaptable. We're willing to face those challenges and shift from that conventional thinking to transformational thinking. And so it really is a process where we reframe, we're reframing our problems as opportunities and embracing change as a catalyst to grow.
Wow, that's good. That's really good. And thank you for breaking it down so that others may understand exactly what the transformation or what the journey, let me say that, what the journey looks like, because there are so many moving parts to it. In most people that come into starting their own business, it's the two ways that I normally look at it. Either they're transitioning from being in a 9-to-5 where they have specific job duties that they have to fulfill. And so they've already gotten used to that employee mindset where this is what is expected, this is what I'm gonna do. Or it's someone that says, okay, I lost my job, this is what I've been thinking about doing, let me launch into the deep. So when you're talking about that transformation in the mind, you know, when you have these, I don't want to say extreme opposites, right? Because they're really not. At some point, we all were that 9-to-5 worker. We all were that person that was told this is what to do. Now you're coming into, you have to figure out what to do. And so that part of clarity that you were speaking about is so important. And I'm happy that you addressed those that have all of these bullet points. I don't know about you, Coach Debbie, but it never goes according to the bullet points.
It never goes according to the bullet points, right? So you have to give yourself grace around that, right? That you didn't go in a linear fashion to get to where you wanted to be, but your pathway or that journey could look more like a maze of sorts, or going, you know, off to the right or left or up or down at any given point, which is where that adaptability comes into play to support your journey, because it isn't linear. I was sharing with our audience on yesterday, our community on yesterday, it's like, how did I get here, right? When you think about your journey of how you got to where you are in this moment, I think that's a great point of reflection for us to see that it wasn't this like very linear path, that it was a number of twists and turns that built character that supported our journey to moving forward. And at the end of the day, that's really what it's about. Are you making those progressive steps towards what it is that you are wanting to do, purpose to do, assigned to do?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And I'm happy that you kind of went in that direction, because one of the things I always tell people is, if you want to know who you are, start a business. You're going to really find out who you are. And you might realize that you're not who you thought you were, and that you have a lot of work to do. And so you want to talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, talking about stretching the bounds, right? Going beyond the bounds of who you thought you were in your traditional model, right? And I believe what that business expands you, right? It stretches you. It takes you from that traditional mode of thinking, structured thinking, to tap into your curiosity and optimism. It also helps you envision and create positive change. When you talk about, you may find that you're not who you thought you were, this is really critical, because being keenly aware, the self-awareness component, is a place where we need to tabernacle, because it is the place that is uncovering and discovering all of the various facets of what I call brilliance, right? It's like that diamond and the clarity of a diamond, all of the various facets to who we are. And I think when you step into this place of entrepreneurship, and I'll tell you, I was the one who said, that journey is not mine. That's for somebody else. I was saying that. I said that forever. I was saying I'm not creative. I was saying these things, and I had to, and I really came keenly aware, right? That self-awareness, that emotional intelligence, where you're asking yourself those critical questions that really uncover who we really are. And I'm telling you, entrepreneurship, it gets into all of the nitty gritty and crevices of who you are.
Yes, it does. I tell people often that it's not for the faint at heart. So you have to be able to buckle in and really get on this journey. And sometimes it feels like a roller coaster. It's just, you just don't know what it's going to present to you at what given time. Yeah. The other thing is, if we can... there's this thing about everybody wants to be an entrepreneur because they can be rich. Mm. And
okay.
And, you know, I want us to kind of go there a little bit, because my thing is, and I'm going to give you the floor on this one, but my thing is that if you really think that you're going to be rich as an entrepreneur, and here's the thing, I think we have to define even what rich is.
Come on.
Because I believe that there's a misunderstanding that rich is always about abundance of money.
Come on. That's good.
And so we get into these opportunities chasing an abundance of money, but we miss true richness that does come from entrepreneurship. You want to go ahead and elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh gosh. I mean, in the last couple minutes, you said so many things. I want to step back a little bit about this pathway, because there comes a time in your entrepreneur journey that you're going to have to determine if you're going to shift, pivot, or switch. So write that down, shift, pivot, or switch, because you're going to need to vacillate between these various postures. And about being rich, you are absolutely correct, Coachy. We have to define, first of all, success, what it means to you as an individual, entrepreneurs, and rich as an entrepreneur, because I'll tell you what, if you are defining those two, in the way that society defines those two, you will find yourself trying to figure out what am I doing next, right? Because it may not look like what your typical definitions are. You have to define those for yourself. And there are so many ways that success and rich, and I call it wealth, right? Because rich wealth, it isn't always financial. Yes, you're going to, when you start the business, and I will say, and I don't have statistics, but I would encourage you to, as you're taking those entrepreneur steps or even thinking about it, what are the numbers around folks who immediately start off getting rich, right? TikTok is an anomaly, right? TikTok, somebody got wealthy off of TikTok. That's an anomaly. But you have to see what were the steps that led them. You don't know how long it took. TikTok could be an overnight success, but those are few and far in between. Can you attain wealth through your entrepreneur journey? Absolutely. You can. You can do it. I believe it. But you know what? It's going to take some work to do that. And it's also going to take some losses, because we don't talk about the losses, right? When you see someone sitting in the seat of what is, and comparison is another thief. Comparison is an enemy to your success, as you're looking at someone else's highlight reels and you're taking yourself off course. You have to follow your own journey. There's someone where you want to be. You need to get with that person or those individuals, that business, learn about how they did what they did, so you don't end up bumping into yourself and running around in circles, bumping into yourself. So yes, there is a difference between get rich quick. Don't get into entrepreneurship trying to get rich quick. That's not the journey.
Right. Well, and even if we go scriptural, the Lord says that if you chase it, you'll never have enough. It's just not gonna work well for you, and then it puts us in places of compromise. And what we don't want to do is compromise ourselves, our character, our integrity. We just don't want to do that. Not for a dollar that's here today and gone tomorrow. And I unfortunately I've seen it. You know, and I always tell people, look, Coach E has done a lot of things. I haven't always been the Coach E. I have been that other person. I have chased the money. I have compromised. I've done some things. Yes. And the reward behind that is not beneficial. And so, you know, I try to, you know, make sure that we are all getting an understanding. There is a reward. There's the reward for good and there's the reward for bad. And it's which reward are you seeking? One comes with pain and one comes with gratification. Which one? And it's not personal. It's gratification that you have fulfilled the Father's desire for you in your walk. So, you know, just think about that. I've had plenty of nights where I have been like, Lord, can you let me rest, please? I know I'm wrong. I'm sorry, please.
Yeah, I mean, you know what you bring up here, Coach E, is so real, because we cannot compromise our values, what it is, our standards, what for a dollar, right? And you said here today, gone tomorrow, here today, gone today, right? And so we have to ensure that what we're doing, I put it this way, taking this journey is really about doing what your heart is calling you to do. It is the thing that you would do even if you didn't get paid for it, but it happens to be that you can monetize it, right? And that space, being in that space, what it causes you to do is it causes you to remain true to your values and not in that space where you're chasing the almighty dollar, because then you're coming from that place. I'm doing it, one, as unto the Lord. It is a place of service, this coaching service provider space, right? It's very different. You don't necessarily have a product. You are the product, right? And so just being very cognizant of.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Not chasing, but really being true to who you are authentically, remaining true to your values and maintaining those boundaries.
Mm-hmm. That's very important. And then you said one other thing about the comparison. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of experiences with clients that saw other people, like you said, at a highlighted place. And they compared themselves. So it took them on a spiral. And that is something, you know, that we have to be mindful of. I remember doing multi-level marketing. And there would be people that had so much success. And there would be people that were just failing at it daily. And I remember my mentor said to me, the ones that are failing are going to be the most successful ones at this. Like, it doesn't make sense. What are you talking about? Because from every failure comes a lesson.
Yes.
And if you apply that lesson, you will have the success that you're looking for. And so my thing is, even in the comparison, you might be at a lower financial bracket. You may not be as well known. No one may not even be seeking you out. And that's a whole nother. You know, no, I'm here and we're going to go there. You know, I was taught years ago that all of us have a sphere or a place of authority. Not everybody is going to be global. Not everybody is going to be national. Not everybody is going to go beyond their city or their state. But it doesn't mean that one person is more valuable than the other or their service is much better. It's just what God intended, his whole design work. Do you want to touch on that a little bit? Because everybody right now, this because of the internet, everybody thinks everybody is supposed to be global, but there's an authority that comes with being global. And I know that, you know, some that listen may not understand the God that we serve, but we can't exist without acknowledgement of how he operates.
Ooh, that's so good. You tapping into something very profound, because that whole sphere of influence and being able to embrace what is your sphere, right? What is your sphere of influence, and understanding, is it at that city, nationwide, global level? Because I want to say it. Eleanor Roosevelt talks about comparison being the thief of joy, right? And so even mm-hmm. when I think about that, right, mm-hmm. where we're comparing ourselves, but if we are going outside of our sphere of influence, you really run into some issues where you still put in your, you know how people are always saying, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so overwhelmed. That's because you're not mm-hmm. operating in your sphere of influence. You're chasing something that is outside of your sphere. Can you enlarge your territory? Yes, their expansion mm-hmm. happens in multiple ways. Growth happens in multiple ways. So when I think about, if I just take it to the corporate streets where I've spent a lot of time, I think about those who are coming into the organization very new in their careers, and they're looking to grow, right? And for some of our generations, growth looks like this ladder, right? It's a ladder. How about growth can be this, right? Because right. in this, you may be missing something if you didn't grow this way first, right? Horizontal right. growth versus lateral, this hierarchical growth. And so when you talk about your sphere of influence and really tapping into what is your sphere, ensure that you've tapped into all of that it contains. And mm-hmm. and not missing the steps because you're trying to go someplace you don't have the authority to go. And when we even talk about the sphere of influence and the psychology of it, it's the ability to affect, but not directly control the actions that some people and systems operate within. So this is part of being an effective leader. And that's really important, right? Are you effective in your sphere of influence instead of trying to like pop around and in and out of spheres you don't have authority to operate in?
And I'm happy you talked about going wide instead of going up. I remember being at the bank and I was one of their top producers, and I was an underwriter, and they kept wanting to level me up. Oh, you're an officer. Your next step is a VP. We're going to give you this. And for me, it was something missing. So I ran from being an underwriter straight to being a loan officer. And people were like, why would you do that? Like, wouldn't it make more sense to just go? No, it was something missing. I felt like I had to be in that role of a loan officer. And to be honest, it was the most exciting experience of my life. I was able to affect generations. I remember one of my first clients, she was older in age, and she said the one thing she wanted to do was to show her children that they could be homeowners. And so she had no money. I gave a majority of my commission so she could get a house. People weren't doing that during this time.
Come on.
And from there, God just blessed the business. People were seeking me out. Can you help me get a house? I couldn't have got that as an underwriter. I couldn't have walked people through those steps. But as an underwriter, I got to understand risk management. I got to understand so many things. So when I sat with a person, I could say, look, this is what we're up against. This is what I need you to do. This is how we're going to get there. I understood how to read, programs and policies and understand, those little. Sometimes it's not about going up. Where you are most effective at may be somewhere in that case, most people thought being a loan officer was a step down because of you losing authority. Well, for me, it was a step up because I recognized where I was called. So I'm so happy that you talked about sometimes it's about the wide instead of the tall. We take these opportunities and positions. Well, my next move is, my next move should. No, sometimes we got to sit back. and take a moment to process. Is it really?
Come on. That is so profound, because what you just said was through this, what was lateral, and don't get it twisted. Folks get wrapped up in their titles. So you business owners, as you're moving through your business and you're hiring new employees or you're building your teams, you got to be very careful, because what you just described is a growth opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. You took the advantage, what some perceived or saw as a step down, it actually positioned you for mm-hmm. expansion. That's really where we transition our thinking, right? Mm-hmm. From the conventional, if I'm not moving up, I'm not growing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And we, you know, and I'm happy you brought it even back to where we begin to hire employees. I always tell people, you have to know every facet of your business.
Yes, you do.
If it's down to taking out the trash, you need to know the system of taking out the trash. How can you build an effective business if you don't know how to run each piece of your business?
Yeah. You're going to be everything, right? You're going to be everything in your business starting out. Unless you are one of those who are just very fortunate, you come with an already built team. Those are the exceptions, right? When you're really, truly building group grassroots efforts, right? Mm-hmm. Grassroots efforts, really, you are the programmer, you're the graphic person, you're the, right? Do you have to remain in that place? You're the janitor, you are the, right? You your own virtual assistant, you the, right? You are all of these. And the reason why that's so important in the initial phases is that when you start bringing on your teammates, you already know what it takes, right? And mm-hmm. I always say, you know what? I'm not going to be doing this always, right? I'm not going to be doing everything always, because you need to be functioning in that part that you shine the greatest. But you got to get there, baby. You first got to get there. And that takes time. Be patient through the process. And so that murky middle is where we lose and faint. Don't faint. You will reap if you faint not, right?
Yes.
You will. Even in the day of adversity, you're going to reap if you don't faint. So keep going, keep persevering, keep pursuing what it is that you are purpose for. And I'm not talking about this hamster wheel mentality where you traipsing down and you just chasing, right? And it's just, you know, that hamster on the wheel is just chasing, going nowhere, right?
Right.
It's just really going nowhere. That wheel is going round and round. The hamster's really going nowhere. And you don't want to get into that space, because that's where you create overwhelm and discontent, and you know, you're just ready to throw in the towel. But you've got to be strategic about your steps and what's next and what's important to you. So
yes, and one other thing, don't cut any corners.
Don't cut no corners.
Take it.
Don't cut those corners, because when you cut those corners, how about you end up doing rework? That's inefficiency, right? It's rework. You don't want to be doing, don't cut corners. If you learn the process, right? You learn the process, you follow the process, you execute the process. That's where you build in your efficiencies, because through one of my hats is process improvement. You get to see the process, and then you get to see where there might be an area of opportunity to improve the process. But if you try to cut corners, you won't know where you have the opportunity to build in efficiencies. And then you just create waste, right? Where it could have been 3 steps, you took 8 steps instead.
Right.
That's going to take you longer, right? Three steps shorter, right? Because it's a really efficient process. When you build it in 8, you built in so much waste that you're going to take twice as long to get done what you need to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Coach Debbie, look, I know we've been chopping it up here.
Oh, we can go on and on.
Yes. But I want to stop here for a second. Can you talk to us about what you have going on right now as a brilliance coach?
Yeah. So I would love to share what I'm working on right now is Own Your Brilliance Empowerment Summit Experience 2024. It is here. It is August 16th and 17th. This is the second year I've done this, and I'm not saying I'm going to do this Empowerment Summit every year, but what my heart is calling me to do is to bring together leaders in an environment where they can, their ideas and vision, it can be an incubator. In addition to that, you can learn and grow and network and hear some empowering speakers. And so that's what I'm working on now. I'm going to be doing a virtual launch party June 1st. I'm so excited about that. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I'm going to share. It's going to be a combination of a think tank. Again, before you get into the live experience, you're going to be able to bring your ideas and refine your vision and be amongst some like-minded individuals. They're primarily women, and you know we lead in amazing ways. And then there's going to be some speed networking. And then I'm going to share Own Your Brilliance Live and what it's going to entail. And give away some stuff. So that's what I'm working on.
Okay. And this is going to take place when again? What are the dates?
The live is August 16th and 17th. So there's a VIP retreat on the 16th. And then the 17th is where the summit will take place in California. For those of y'all didn't know where I'm from Northern California. We're doing it at the vault. I'm bringing brilliance to the vault. You can't contain brilliance in a vault, but we're going to come in that space, allow the brilliance of all those amazing individuals to come in that room. And then when they leave that space, they'll be able to affect change in even more elevated ways. And that's our theme this year, is to elevate in our life, our businesses, our careers, wherever it is that is your sphere of influence, where you shine, bring your brilliance to that space. And it really is the message about brilliance is all about the facets of who you are, being able to shine in your authority, in your authentic place, in your courageousness, right? Being able to have the audacity to speak your truth and just be who you are and do amazing things, creating legacy while you're at it, because that's the ultimate goal, is to create a legacy that outlives you. When I leave this earth, Miles Monroe says the grave is full of unmet purpose, and I want to live full and die empty. That's my goal, is to live full and die empty. And so I don't want to be my potential, my purpose, any of that in the grave. I want the legacy to outlive me. So when I leave here, it can carry on.
Wow. Look, so let me ask you this. For those that want to work with you now, Do you have anything that they can engage you with?
So there's always ways, right? There's always ways to engage. I promise you it is. So I offer no cost, and maybe I can, if I can, just drop my link here so you can share it with your audience, our audience here today, and share about how to get in touch with me for a no cost consultation. I call it your purpose brainstorm, and you could just connect with me in that way. We find out like what is it you're passionate about. I also do offerings for master classes. I also do. I have a portal. I call it the Brilliance Vault, where you can get no cost materials, and you could just have. You can go through those materials that have been curated for individuals to just do it as they will. So I put the link to how to connect with me to get that process started for your no-cost session. I point you to my website, which is Debbie Renee Howard, but my creative designer, she just done took it over with all things Brilliance experience live. So I'll put the link to, I'll have her fix that, but I'll also put the link to the website.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And then just for those that are listening, could you give your website, your email address? And also, if there's a number that they can contact you at, and any social media that you might want them to, if you're on Facebook, Instagram, if you can let all of our listeners know.
Yeah, so my website is Debbie Renee Howard, just my name, D-E-B-B-I-E. Just like you see on the screen, no spaces, Renee Howard. I should be one of the first to pop right up. My social media platforms are Facebook, Debbie Renee Howard. I follow that all the way through. My business page on Facebook is Designed for Greatness, spelled with a Z, D-E-Z-I-G-N-E-D for greatness. And I'm also on IG, Debbie_Brilliance Coach. And you can get in contact with me on any of those social media platforms. In addition to that, if you prefer email, you can email me at Designed for Greatness. That's D-E-Z-I-G-N-E-D, the number for greatness at gmail.com. And a phone call or text message at 510-478-4553.
Thank you so much, Coach Debbie, for coming on. And man, this was a great conversation. And a lot of nuggets have been dropped today. So I pray that everyone listening has heard something that will propel their business forward. And before we completely sign off, Coach Debbie, I'm going to get you one more time to tell everyone how to reach out to you. Because this, I can't even say this is the year. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, there is so much help out here for you to succeed. You're not by yourself. There are people like Coach Debbie and myself are willing to give you the information that we sweated hard to get. You know, I have been in that place where people don't want to share the secrets because if they share the secrets, they feel like it discredits them. Well, we are secret sharers, okay? We went ahead of you, so you don't have to go through what we went through. So, Coach Debbie, can you give it to them one more time how to reach out to you so they can get some help to elevate their business?
Absolutely. You know, there is enough to go around for all of us. And I put it this way, there are so many barbecue sauces, but people like what they like, right? So they're going to pick the barbecue sauce they like. There are so many dressings out there, Italian dressings, right? You got your run of the mill. Don't worry about what someone else is doing. And there are those who have already gone before you who have the answers that you need. So don't be afraid to ask or raise your hand. So you need support. You want to move forward. You don't know how. You got stuck at a spot and you just waddling around and woe is me. Listen, you need clarity. You want to transform your thinking. I'm your girl. You can contact me on any social media platforms. Facebook and IG is where I am the most. I'm even on TikTok, but I'm not active there. Debbie Renee Howard on Facebook. IG Debbie_brilliancecoach. And if you want to reach out for a phone call or text message, you can reach out to me at 510-478-4553. And lastly, an email for those who love email. I love email. Email is another way to communicate. Communication is good, right? Designed, DEZIGNED, the number 4, greatness@gmail.com.
So, Coach Debbie, I normally don't do this, but I have to be obedient to what I'm hearing and seeing right now. Mm-hmm. But the Father would like for you to say a little prayer. I say a little prayer, but he would like, what I'm hearing is we have to close out with prayer. I never question it. I always find out later why.
The obedience.
But I want us to be obedient. So I'm going to say my last few things. And if you could wrap us in prayer, and that would be great. But thank you all for tuning in to Coach Talk this week, where we was talking to Coach Debbie. She is a brilliance coach. And we've gone through a lot. We talked today about comparison, about elevating. We have talked about clarity, transformation. We have talked about so much. There's so much here to be able to listen to. And I will make sure that I post where you can go back and listen to this in the form of a podcast for later, because sometimes we have to repeat things over and over to grab it. And I don't want anyone to miss it. This has been an amazing episode of Coach Talk. Thank you again, Coach Debbie, for coming on and sharing. And prayerfully, we can get you back on closer to your event in August. Sure. And have you spotlight your event and even announce some of your guests that you'll be having and be able to help people get their tickets so they'll know where to go to get tickets and book their rooms and be in the presence of greatness, the brilliance that is happening there. So I'm going to submit to you right now on the floor and let you pray us on out of here. Thank you so much again, Coach Debbie.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach E. Thank you so much again for this amazing opportunity. And I pray the Lord's blessing on you and your listening audience and to all of those who have something to do with this vision and ensuring the vision propels forward as the Father sees fit. And so as I pray now, gracious Heavenly Father, we just praise and thank you for your goodness and your mercy towards us. I pray now for every business owner, for every person that is considering stepping into the business space, God. I pray for them right now. I pray even for their spiritual alignment in being in harmony with the thoughts that you think towards them, that they will be in alignment, Father, with the values and their and all of the principles that you have put on the inside of them. Father, I come against that spirit of comparison. I even come against that spirit that would cause discouragement. Father, I thank you right now for being the oil of joy for us, oh God. I thank you for even those who are in transition and not sure what is their next best step. You order their stops and their steps in the mighty name of Jesus. And I even pray for clarity now. I pray for clarity of mental focus. I pray for clarity of goals and actions. I even pray for clarity of the vision that you have set in the hearts of your people. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, last but certainly never least, I pray for the minds, that transformational thinking, that we be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so, Father God, as we leave this place and never from your presence, that you will meet us back at the appointed time, that your hand will be on the businesses of everyone who is listening, for everyone that is birthing a business, that your hand will be upon it and that you will get the glory out of everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Talk to you next week, everyone. Have a blessed one.